So you could write a PhD thesis on the insane, entitled, anti-human policies of woke world leaders. But for this short weekend segment, I'd like to focus on something a bit more superficial. Is it me, or are all of these globalist politicians made of the same plastic?
Plastic? Yeah. As in, they all have the same lifeless look behind their eyes, mm-hmm. the same expressions, the same phrases.
Same shiny faces, the same sort of false empathy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
They seem utterly non-genuine in their schooled attempts to seem sincere. So today I'm proud to introduce the Plastic Awards for the most artificial and mass-produced politicians ever to sully the word statesman. We begin, of course, with Justin Trudeau.
We've come to a moment that, quite frankly, we've seen coming over the past years. And we've talked about it in the news, not just about Ukraine, but about democracies around the world, that we see a bit of a slippage in our democracies. Countries turning towards slightly more authoritarian leaders. Countries allowing increasing misinformation and disinformation to be shared on social media, turning people against the values and the principles of democracies that are so strong. And that slippage over the years unfortunately emboldened Putin. It made him think that he could get away with this, that he could get away with it in Ukraine.
So basically, apparently, according to Trudeau, freedom of speech is the mark of authoritarianism. The problem is, because we allowed people to spread misinformation and disinformation on social media, i.e. because we allowed non-establishment approved opinions online, Putin was emboldened. That's why, apparently. That's turned people against our democracy.
I thought it was just one long confessional about all of his own
misdoings,
to be honest.
I know, it's hard to see. Like, the level of self-awareness is criminally low, isn't it?
I thought he was deliberately gaslighting people, to be honest, in that he's listing loads of things that he himself does.
Yes.
Authoritarianism and Canada's reaction to, say, the trucker protests.
Yeah, but they certainly can't be accused of freely allowing misinformation and disinformation to be shared on social media. They are in suppressing contrary opinions, unless he's referring to the misinformation and disinformation that he's produced. Incredible. But also just the plastic demeanor, you know, the fake empathy, sort of, oh. He's not alone, though, in winning these plastic awards. Consider the following candidate.
Space is exciting. It spurs our imaginations, and it forces us to ask big questions. Space, it affects us all, and it connects us all.
Yeah, obviously.
She has the demeanor of a kindergarten teacher who's worried that the kids are smarter than her.
I don't know whether it's just how she sounds, but she reminds me of Skyler White from Breaking Bad.
She's got, that's the accent, I think. But I'm sure Skyler White is far more intelligent, even Skyler White, than Kamala Harris. That sort of speech, it's like she's a caricature of what a dumb politician is supposed to be.
I don't think she's a caricature. I think that...
That's just how they make them in the States, just how they pop out of the mold. Just that stupid. Incredible. And as you see, Jordan B. Peterson has weighed in on this, claiming, I can imagine Kamala Harris and Justin Trudeau as the ultimate woke power couple. And just think of their conversations.
I don't want to.
Just be the most inane, banal nonsense.
Of course, a clinical psychologist is trying to encourage people to do something that basically will make them more mentally ill. Imagining the conversations between those two. Oh dear.
Goodness.
I can see your game, Mr. Peterson.
You reckon he's just trying to create work for himself?
I'm joking, of course.
Oh dear. But there's just, I can't imagine them having an original thought, either of them. I think they have to have the words fed to them for them to come out of their mouths. Incredible. But lest you mistakenly presume that politician plastic only comes in the shade of Kamala cringe, there's also a New Zealand edition. Let's have a look at this.
Hang on a minute.
So this is Jacinda Ardern.
No, that's not. That's AOC, isn't it?
Easily confused. This is her giving a speech. Let's go on.
in New Zealand is that everyone knows someone who has taken their own life. Now, we're a small country, less than 5 million people, but last year over 600 people committed suicide. And of course, that's only one marker of well-being. And you saw in the video reel at play, one in four people in their lifetime will experience a mental health issue. And so for us, this is something that affects everyone, because either you have someone in your family who may be affected, a friend, or you yourself. And so they say in politics, you know,
everything you did this
is personal. And for me, the issue of mental health was deeply personal. I've lost friends, and I wouldn't have to look far in my cabinet to find others who have as well.
So, yeah, she's saying all this, smiling, mm-hmm. basically, about talking about people committing suicide.
She's grinning like a serial killer.
Whilst in front of the World Economic Forum logo. Yeah. I mean, it's intimidating. I'll give her that.
Mm-hmm.
However, human, no.
There's kind of this fake empathy as well, because in some she's trying to sort of look empathetic, and yet she's got the rictus grin of someone who's just carved out your insides with a long knife.
She's also, like, simulating carrying that big pile of cash she's going to get from the World Economic Forum.
Yeah. Well observed. And it's crazy. They're all quite young, you know, compared to the average politician, and they have the same demeanor, the same attitude, the same mode of speech and presentation.
The same politics, even.
Yeah, and the same politics. And of course, they're all World Economic Forum young global leaders.
Mm-hmm.
But it is just a very creepy similarity, considering these people come from literally across the world.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, proving that politician plastic is also snowproof, let's hear from Sanna Marin, the president of Finland, on inclusive education.
Gender equality is a high priority for Finland. We believe that a strong society is inclusive, equal, and respectful of human rights. Women's full and equal participation in society has made Finland's development possible. 100 years ago, Finland was a poor and conflict-torn society. It was not possible for us to ignore the potential of our population. Women's participation in building our society and in political decision-making has been strong for many decades. Gender equality does not just happen. It requires political will and bold decisions. One example is the provision of high-quality daycare at a reasonable cost. In Finland, the education system promotes equal opportunities and inclusion for all.
So again, just a standard cookie-cutter inclusivity speech, but it's the same sort of very schooled robotic delivery almost.
It did have a sort of vibe of, you know, when you see these sort of artificial intelligences or these robots that are meant to simulate human beings. I had that sort of uncanny valley thing trigger in my mind. And to her credit, at least, she is delivering the speech in a second language, which takes amount of cognitive effort. However, I see what you're getting at with that.
I dare say she's probably smarter than the previous cases we've seen, but then having a higher IQ than Kamala Harris is not exactly a high bar. So Sanna Marin, who's just 36 and who's the president of Finland, the world's second youngest world leader, was caught out during the coronavirus pandemic for going clubbing while the country was supposed to be in lockdown. Not exactly the actions of a serious statesman.
Was Boris Johnson invited as well?
One has to wonder. So these young actors and actresses playing at politicians all seem to have attended the same drama school. Isn't that weird? But perhaps it is still preferable to the old style of fake politician. Let's play this clip.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it gets hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun, and the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I've loved kids jumping on my lap. And I tell you what.
I mean, what do you say after a speech like that?
The thing is, I think the term roach is a derogatory term. It's not here, but in America it's used to be a pejorative term for a certain ethnic minority.
Really? I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, and you look at the young children around him, it's clearly going over their head, but interesting choice of words, let's just say that.
Wow, I did not know that. That's incredible. Now, I don't want to make the impression that all politicians have always been bad. There are some amazing Victorian and so on statesmen who I would like to talk about at a later date. It is possible to be a good politician. I just think in the system we have at the moment worldwide, if you're a politician, you don't really have that much power. And that's why all of our politicians are actors.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as this premium video, Urban Warfare between John and Bo. And if you want to follow what else John is putting out, you can follow him on Getter at John Wheatley on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.